Joining us in the studio to talk synchronicity, Chris Mackey. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Daryl. Hi, Roxy.
Hello, Chris. Lovely to chat to you. Synchronicity, it's happening all the time, Chris.
It's wonderful, and I love hearing people's stories, and I believe we're going to hear another one soon.
Yes, we've
absolutely
got Yogi on the line. Now, we've spoken to Yogi's partner, Aidan, in the past. So, Yogi, hello. Welcome to the catch-up.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Yogi, great chatting to you. We had a bit of a chat to Aidan not long ago with some just the most bizarre set of coincidences that happened. But it's not just exclusive to Aidan in your family. You've got some too.
Well, that's right. Here's me thinking Aidan's story was pretty sensational. And then the next thing you know, I'm travelling to America and had a little bit of a story on my own. So that was pretty exciting.
And I might add, when Aidan was on, I mentioned, Yogi, that you're a bit of a propinquity expert, these uncanny ways of connecting with people. And I mentioned that on this segment, and you've come up with another story straight after that.
Well, there you go, Chris. I didn't want to disappoint you.
Well, you better tell us what happened.
Well, about a month ago, I was travelling to the States with my mum, and we're travelling to San Fran, and we were connecting to Boston. So we get off the plane after about a 15-hour flight, and there's literally, it felt like thousands of people lining up going through border control. So I'm thinking, oh, gosh, we've just got to get through this because we're going to miss our flight. Next thing, my mum's made this friend. She starts chatting to this guy. Then this other guy comes in the conversation, and I'm saying, oh, how long do you think it's going to take? And then one thing leads to another. And I said, oh, so you're back in the States? And he said, yeah, I've just been in Australia. And I said, oh, were you on a holiday? And he said, no, I was actually there for a positive psychology conference.
Uh-huh.
And I said, you're kidding. And he said, yeah, no, I've been there for a couple of weeks and I've just also gone to Adelaide. And I said, well, you won't believe it. My friend Chris Mackey, he was speaking at that conference. And so then he said, oh, there was lots of speakers, and I was saying how Chris is into positive psychology and how in Geelong he knew Marty Seligman, who was instrumental in bringing the positive psychology course to Geelong Grammar. Well, this guy, Professor James Pawelski, says, well, he's my colleague at Penn University, and I was at Geelong Grammar for the launch of that course. And I said, oh, my God, well, wait until I tell Chris about this. So that was my story.
And Yogi, it was terrific because I was actually lining up for 5 minutes at the end of the conference to try and speak to James Pawelski, and he was Executive Director of the Positive Psychology International Association, and I just wanted to say hello to him and acknowledge what great work he'd done for many years, but it was like unfinished business because I didn't get to speak to him. There's so many people around him that I left it, and because you ran into him at the airport in America, that put me in touch with him and also gave me an excuse used to send him my book, which I wish to do. So thank you, Yogi, for that.
Isn't that amazing?
I know. Well, it's very exciting. So, and I was very proud to say that Chris was at the conference, and there you go. Who knows what that could lead to next time.
See, that is so cool.
But this is what we like to say. That is just so far beyond a coincidence to actually happen when you think what you have to do and the amount of people and things and all those sliding door moments that could happen along those lines to then turn around and go, okay, well, yeah, we've got something in common in a queue on the other side of the world in an airport. It's just bizarre.
Yep,
and there were literally hundreds of people. Like, so of all the people that you know, I spoke to think that he was this guy that had just been in Melbourne.
Crazy.
Exactly. If it had been 10 people back, you wouldn't have. Not, yeah.
And Yogi, you were the one who predicted I'd run into your friend Lily in Shanghai, and that happened. So you've really got the propinquity gene, Yogi.
There you go, Chris. Just stick with me.
Well, next time Chris can't make it, we'll just get you in.
Yeah, exactly. That's the go.
Yogi, that is just such an awesome story. Can't wait to hear more stories in the future from you.
Thanks, Roxy. Lovely to chat to you all.
Thanks, Yogi. Thanks, Yogi.
Yeah, if you've got a synchronicity story, you can always give us a call, 52299939. But that just goes to prove how sort of you sit there and you go, that's just weird, because literally 10 or 20 people either way, and it would never have happened.
Yeah, it's
the way the conversation went as well, it starts to defy credibility, especially when there are some people who seem to attract more of that kind of activity,
So when people, or maybe we can come back and talk about this. And
sure.
If you've got something you'd like to share with us, please jump on the line.
We're talking synchronicity with Chris Mackey.
Yes, we are. Now, Chris, we talked about Yogi and how these things seem to happen to her quite often. Yes. I know with myself, coincidences and synchronicity just happens all the time. So are there some people who are more, it happens to you more? Or why would it happen to me more than somebody else maybe?
I think so. I think that some people are naturally a little bit more open to different kind of experience that you can't just easily explain rationally. And I think some people are a little bit more intuitive. So I think that to encourage synchronicity in our lives, there are two main things I think we can do. We can be open to being open, and we can notice what we notice. So in other words, we let these little signals or signs come to us. Oh, look, I might add a next one. Then we use our intuition to look at what might be going on. And I think if we're open to things and if we notice these little inklings and we're open to that rather than just trying to explain everything rationally, I think more of it can come to us.
So you've got to be open to it. I think we mentioned that quite a bit. So
absolutely.
Take a look around. Stop and smell the roses and have a look for it. Chris, you've got a book launch coming up?
This is so exciting.
Yeah, thank you very much. I have a public book launch in Melbourne, so anyone's welcome to come along. And you can find the details at my Chris Mackie Facebook page, the Chris Mackie Psychologist and Author Facebook page, Melbourne Uni, the 9th of October, 6:30 to 8:30. So anyone can come along on the 9th of October in the evening then. If you go to the Chris Mackie Psychologist and Author Facebook page, it would be wonderful to see a number of
all
people
of
there from
the
Geelong.
Info. Look, it would be wonderful. We would love to come, but of course we're on the radio, and so then getting to Melbourne in time would be very tricky.
Sometimes I'm not great on timing. Synchronicity is about timing, but that time I was not so great on
that's
timing.
That's all right. We'll
Roxy.
Be there for the next one.
And speaking of which, we're out of time. Chris, we'll catch you again in a couple of weeks. If you've got a synchronicity story, you can give us a call, 52-299-939. That's it.
Thanks, Daryl. Thanks, Roxy.